Good morning, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SouthCars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SouthCars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8, Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for our digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session is actually myself, Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathy. My location is sunny Vero Beach, Florida, where it's currently a temperature of 65 degrees, 74 as a high today, 57 as a low. And you know what? I am so glad to see some sun today because I sure didn't see any yesterday. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled. If so, please come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. We'll ask this other question. Any birthday stations out there, either last week or this upcoming week, that would like to be the first to check in this morning? So if you're having that special day, please come aboard. See, we're not getting any older. We have no birthday stations. Well, I guess that's okay. This is the Sunday Morning Rag Chew. The purpose of this net is to bring our members and our non-members together in a relaxed and informal atmosphere to enjoy a moderated rag chew. Our topic to start things off this morning is the Orlando Hamcation. And we have those who were there, and many of you weren't, but we hope to share some information with you. And you can just mainly come aboard and ask questions of those in attendance. But I will tell you, it was a nasty, nasty day weather-wise up there. Do want to advise all stations connected that the net is normally recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. So if you've been part of the session this morning, you will most definitely be part of that recording. And with that, I just want to make sure everyone is checking out our website. It's changing daily. There is a new picture there. Remember, this coming Friday coming up is Valentine's Day. So hopefully you'll check out that and check out any information there as well. So let me pause here for just a moment. And we're going to begin this morning's session. And I just saw an interesting station just pop up here. So good morning to you, Slav, and your family. So let me take a pause here. You know, I want to give you some information about Orlando, their radio club, and the Hamcation, and then I'm going to open it up for check-ins. The Orlando Amateur Radio Club organized this year the 68th Hamcation Amateur Radio and Computer Show in Orlando, Florida. The theme for this year was Always New Opportunities. The Central Florida Fairgrounds is the center of this activity, and it starts on Friday evening and ends today. The biggest day, though, however, is Saturday. And it's always available, as you well know, for those interested in amateur radio and electronics. It also was a part this year of the centennial celebration of the ARRL, the Organization of Radio Ham Operators. With over 150 commercial vendor booths, 400 swap tables, together with the largest tailgate area in the Southeast U.S. to show and sell amateur radio equipment parts, computer hardware and software, and other interesting items for a growing group of radio and computer enthusiasts. Special interest groups related to ham radio also have a place at the Central Florida Fairgrounds. And let me pause here for a moment. You know, all the ham fests usually have forums. So the forums at the 2014 Orlando Hamcation this year will accommodate a wide area of ham groups and a forums center in the Lakeside Pavilion and at the Village that will address various subjects of interest and other issues important to today's radio amateurs. organizations such as the ARRL, MARS, the Military Affiliate Radio System, a Florida Week Signal Society, and the Quarter Century Wireless Association will also have meetings during this hamcation. You know, last year there was a great attendance, over 12,000 visitors, and looking at what I saw, I'm not sure if they made that. The Central Fairgrounds is very well populated last year, as was the tailgate area around the buildings. Some area ham radio emergency groups showed their mobile emergency vehicles in Orlando. You know, it's for ham radio operators and people interested in amateur radio, computers, and electronics, but it's also a time for friends and family to get together, people we don't see that often. So with that, that gave you an introduction of the Orlando Hamcation. I'd like to throw it out there to any check-ins at this point, those that were there, those that were not, that would like to come aboard and share with us this morning. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, your net control. How about some check-ins?
Juliet, Alpha Kilo.
6, Victor.
Kilo, Alpha Victor.
6, Victor.
Foxtrot.
Quebec Yankee.
Well, good morning. It looks like I have four check-ins. I'm going to start with these four check-ins and once again call out there. I see you out there, Mr. Doug, GYF. I hope that you're going to share with us about your bike ride as well. I have K4JAK, KAV, GYF, and Quebec Yankee. This is a good start this morning. So, Jack, sorry we missed you yesterday. But we were trying to stay out of those raindrops. It was heavy at times. Reminded me of the last time I was at a ham fest. And I understand you were undercover as well about the time the pictures were being taken. So K4JAK, tell us what you thought of the day there yesterday and you thought of the attendance. And, of course, tell us what you purchased there. And maybe approximately the time you left. K4JAK, please come aboard.
Well, good morning, Kathy, and good morning, South Cars. And just to clear the air, we left about, we were in the truck and on the road about 12:45. With that said, well, when we arrived there yesterday morning, we left here. We left Fort Pierce, Florida. It was 66 degrees when we pulled out, about a quarter of six in the morning, and got gas and rode up there and arrived just a little bit after one of our favorite restaurants opened, which is quote-unquote Golden Corral. So we stopped and had some breakfast. Wasn't a bad ride. It was foggy, but it wasn't real heavy. So it was made good time. We was able to make real good time. Actually didn't run into any rain, which surprised us, because I'd already seen the forecast and knew it was going to be a little cooler than what it said the first part of the week. First part of the week, Monday, Sunday and Monday, they were calling for 80 degrees up there in Orlando and a beautiful day, but oh well, I guess the weatherman kind of snookered us on that one. But anyway, Rick and I, my buddy Rick and I went up and we did stop and have breakfast, and let me let it drop here a second. And after breakfast, we proceeded to the ham fest, hamcation, however they want to call it, and stood in line there, and by the time we got out of the truck, the temperature had dropped to 54 degrees. That was a difference, 10-degree difference from here to there. And the wind had picked up a little bit, but not like it was 3 years ago. And those of you who attended 3 years ago know that it didn't get over 42 degrees that day, and the wind was blowing a constant 20 mile an hour, just and gusting to well over 30. So it was really wicked that year, but... But like I said, this year it wasn't real bad. You know, I mean, I've seen worse years. I've been going too long to remember, let's put it that way. But it was chilly, and it was wet, and we get to walk around a little bit, and it starts spitting rain, so we take cover and go in a building or whatever there and take some cover. And when it let up, we go do a little more walking around. Let me let it drop a second. I did come across the... Gail and John, WRAT and K4LOL, had a chance to see them, which was good. Good to see them there, and I even got a chance to see Mr. George up there at KW4LCB. So that brought a smile to my face. Definitely, definitely enjoyed seeing him. Sorry I missed y'all. You know, we looked for you and didn't see you. We waited there for the pictures undercover where it was dry, because I'm going to tell you what, it cut loose. Man, it cut loose a little before noon, and come down pretty hard. It really did. And like I said, we sat there undercover across from the building there, from the main entrance, and didn't really see anybody that I recognized. Let me turn this down here a second. Sorry about that. Didn't see anybody that I recognized, so I really just hung out a little bit. And when the rain cleared up, we just walked around just a little bit more, and then decided to leave. Let me let it drop here. I hate to time out. You know me, not that I'm long-winded or anything. But I did purchase a D-Star handheld. I picked up an ICOM ID51A. So we've been playing around with it. Got into D-Star real easy yesterday when I got home and charged it a little bit, because all those are programmed into it, our local repeater and all. So that's not a problem. Now the problem is trying to get all the normal repeaters input. So I know there are some locals around here with the same setup, same HT, and they have the program, whatever. I'll just get with them and we'll get it cloned. But other than that, it wasn't real bad. It was an interesting ride coming home, though. Let me let it drop a second. Yeah, I know. I'm you guys, coffee break, whatever. You know, refresh that cup of coffee. Couple more minutes. Interesting ride home. Like I said, it was raining. We ran through some, we drove through some pretty good showers there coming out, but I don't know. We got about 12 to 14 miles south of Orlando, and the rain just quit. Then it started clearing up, you know, and I've got the thermometer there in the truck, you know, which it tells me the outside temperature, and it was 57 degrees when we left. And the further south we went, the warmer we got. And as soon as we got out of the rain, it jumped up to 66 degrees. So big difference right there. And further south we went, the warmer it got. We even went through a little area just north of Fort Pierce that hit 82 degrees there. And then the time I got back home here, when we got home, pulled in the driveway, it was right at 71 degrees, so here at the house. So turned out to be a perfect day anyway, even though it did start out chilly and wet. K4JAK, back to K6SUN.
Well, thank you so much, Jack, for sharing that. And I think you told me you were undercover between the two buildings. You know, that long pathway between one of those buildings over to the main building, I don't remember being there before. So I remember walking through there, and I thought I would take some pictures of just the buildings, because it was pouring like heck at that point. Didn't buy anything there. Walked through both buildings. Actually, we left this area about 7:10, I believe. Very, very foggy in Vero, and headed up on the turnpike. Not sure just about where it was, where the fog lifted, but arrived there, I believe, about 9:30. Parked not in the usual parking lot, but alongside the road coming in. And at that point, got out of the car, and it was misting, so took the umbrella. But I agree, I think it was about 10 degrees difference by the time we arrived in Orlando, and the last temperature I saw was 54, and absolutely no sun. But by the time I arrived home, of course, it was dark because of things on the highway, so I didn't see any sun. So hopefully there was some throughout the day. But sorry we missed you, but actually they did take pictures, we found out, but it was a way different direction than normal, way towards the end, and I believe it was just the HF. So the little gang we had together, which was Gordon and myself and Doug and George and Kevin, JPR, we took our own pictures. So I'm going to share those with you and probably with the Steve, so he can post them. But thanks for being there this morning. Come aboard at any other time, just so we, if there's any other ideas you can come up with. So with that, I'm going to break with you, Jack, and I'm going to pick you up, Joseph, KAV, Thanks for being here this morning. And did you by any chance go to the Orlando Ham Fest? So with that, Joe, come aboard.
Good morning, Kathy and South Cars, K6SUN, WD4KAV. No, I didn't, but I feel like I did. I listened a lot to the Reflectors and on D-Star, and I also did talk to N4HYK and a couple other people up there, also on D-Star, but which I'm still learning. So I feel like I went there. I heard all about the rain. I heard all about the nasty drive up and back. I heard some excited people talking about their new acquisitions. So it sounded like fun. And this is probably my last shot to go. Let me let this drop a second. I should have probably gone because we're moving to the state of Washington later this summer after I retire. And anyway, that isn't really interesting to anybody, so I'll let that fly. But it's been a good week here in Port St. Lucie. I heard Jack yesterday trying out his new, I think it's ID51, and on D-Star, and I've only been into that mode of communication for about a month. I still fall back on Echolink here, and this link has only been operational about a month. I'm still fine-tuning it with an eye towards the future because I'm moving to an antenna-restricted area, and I have a funny feeling that my communication is going to be via Echolink and D-Star, so hopefully I've got this set up right. Right now it covers about 10 miles around town, and anyway, it's nice to hear South Cars. It's not being carried locally that I know. Just thought I'd check in and say good morning, and I'm going to sit back and listen to everybody else's stories about Orlando. K6SUN, WD4KAV.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, Joe. And actually, in our membership roster, I don't have your link as a member, so I'll make sure and add that a little later today. But, you know, I lived in the state of Washington for a short time. It's a beautiful state. They have a lot of rain. But, you know, right now I live in a restricted community, a gated community that does not allow the antennas either. But, you know, I don't get too much on HF. But I think I have in the past, and the antenna works that I have in the attic. But I know your feeling. But we'll be sorry to lose you from the state of Florida. But ham radio and Echolink are just fantastic. We can always talk, and hopefully you'll still join us. So, like I said, we're sorry to lose you from the state of Florida. I'm glad that you were able to listen to part of the events that went on. It was really crowded there when we arrived, and people that, you know, don't respect other people. They want to get in that situation first, and they wanted to run you down. Almost got ran down by one of those motorized vehicles, you know, that Amigos, I believe. They just decided they were going to take the whole aisle, and so we didn't have too much of that respect, and that was the only thing I was negative about yesterday, besides the weather, of course. So with that, I'm going to pick up Mr. GYF, who is out there on a bicycle, I believe, and Doug, hopefully you can share comments about the Orlando Ham Fest and the meeting of the group, and also about that interesting bike ride you're having. So, Doug, please come aboard. KA0GYF.
Hello, boys and girls. Doug here in Floral City, Florida, on the trailhead of the Withlacoochee State, Florida State Bicycle Trail, 46-mile-long bicycle trail, and the temperature has just come up enough, I get to go out now. It's just over 60 degrees here, and I'm a fair-weather bicyclist, and I hope to see some of this beautiful Florida. Well, a wonderful time at Orlando Ham Fest, and it was indeed cloudy and rainy until one got into proximity of K6SUN, and then everything was bright and sunny around Kathy, your net control here. She's a real nice gal. I got to also meet up with KY6V, Mr. Southcars, at KW4LCB and KJ4PR, some folks I've known here because of Echolink now for almost 10 years. A wonderful time. Okay, yeah, I bought a little bit at Orlando, just maintenance items for the walkie-talkies, and I have one in my shirt pocket now. And heading out with a smartphone in my pocket. I hope to be on Echolink again later after I find my way out of this fish camp I'm in. The winding road out leads out to the bicycle trail, and it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful day here. And it's part of the Florida Heritage Trail. Even the brand new homes here have moss growing, and real beautiful part of Florida. Unlike where I live in a beautiful part of Florida, Fort Myers, Florida, but it's kind of a Lee County, Lee Island coast, kind of a different flavor. The central Florida is a lot different from coastal Florida. Pretty in many ways. All right, Miss Sunshine, thank you for the sunshine yesterday at the cloudy Orlando Hampfest. And now you mentioned a new photograph on the website, and I was hoping that would be a picture of you. Maybe someday there can be a picture of you. All right, KA0GYF, I'm going to clear Echolink here and head out on the bicycle. And great seeing some of you guys there yesterday at the Orlando Ham Fest, which is still going on today. KA0GYF, bye, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Doug from Floral City. I was actually going to go in and see where Floral City was, because I'm not familiar with the name. It was great seeing you and everyone. Mr. Doug, even though it was cool temperatures, was there in shorts. I've never seen him in anything but shorts. And he actually put on it wasn't a sweater, it was a vest, I think, towards the end of the time, because maybe he was getting a little bit cool. But it was actually, as far as the picture on the website, Doug, it's Steve always puts it on a picture at the top, and this is about Valentine's Day. So, gentlemen, don't forget those lovely wives and girlfriends in your life. That is on Friday. But actually, you will see a picture of me, Doug. You know, you well know what I look like. Some others don't. The picture I have on my bio is actually 6 months old, but when those pictures are posted of this event yesterday, they'll actually see not a great picture of me at all, and probably not too great of the rest of us. It was rainy. We were all bundled up, but some of those were nice pictures. You have a fantastic time out there on the highway, but tell me before you leave, what did you have to do in the fish camp, your lodging? Was it nice? Because I know you said you had to do things. And what did you have for dinner last night before you get on that bike? KA0GYF from Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Give us a report on your lodging.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm in a place called the Sunshine Lodge in Floral City. It's on a lake at... I chose it because it has a kitchen, and because its proximity is right on the Withlacoochee State Bicycle Trail, so there's no distance to go. And staying in a small cabin with a kitchen in a fish camp, but most people come to this Sunshine Lodge are fishing people, and the rest are bicyclists. And all I did was heat up some frozen chicken last night for dinner, and it was delightful, and it smelled real good. As I was unloading my truck, the chicken was warming up in the oven and smelled real good. And sausage and eggs for breakfast. I stocked up on the way from Orlando, on the way here to Floral City, I stocked up on groceries, and the refrigerator's full, and I'm going to be here till Tuesday. And I'm going to hit the road now, Kathy. And I'll send the pictures from the trail real soon. I'm also going to have video movies from a camera mounted on the handlebars of the bicycle. I'm just a bicycle nut. And the guy in the cabin next to me, he's a bicycle nut too, and his name happens to be Doug, so it must be something with the name. KA0GYF, bye.
Well, thank you so much, Doug. Have a nice time out there. And one of the pictures you can send my direction is actually a picture of your bike, because I don't think I've ever seen it, and that mounted video. But I'm looking forward to the pictures. Have a safe trip out there. Don't get too worn out. and hopefully the weather will be nice for you. But nice seeing you yesterday, and we'll talk again real soon. And what Doug was saying, I don't think the sunshine in my name ever brought sun to Orlando. So he was being funny when he said that. Maybe it was my smile he was talking about. So with that, I'm going to break with you, Doug, and hopefully we'll talk again real soon. I'm going to pick up Queen Yankee. Mr. Jim, what can you tell us? I know you weren't at the Ham Fest at all, but what would you like to share with us this morning? Or maybe just merely to say hi, and hopefully you had a great time during the Nets yesterday. So come aboard, Mr. Jim.
Oh, Roger, Roger. K4, KV4, QY, and 1880. It's 1880. So that'll get that out of the way. I didn't make it to Orlando all right, but I didn't anticipate that I would either, so I wasn't too disappointed. But I thought I would let you know what did take place, because you know part of it, and that is the AM connection. You heard that, or part of it anyway, because you checked into it. And, so there you go. We know you was on that. That ran considerably short, though, because there was doggone many people going to the Ham Fest. And it lasted almost an hour anyway, but it sure didn't go into the second hour. But it was good. And all that sort of stuff. Everything's good. It's got anything to do with South Star, of course. South Star says it's worst is the best thing on the air. But then we had the SSIM, and that was real good. Mr. Serge got that started. And he ran along with it there for quite a while. And then they switched the neck controls, and Mr. Slav came in there to take it over. And then, of course, we heard from Miss Judy. So all three of them was there yesterday. And that net ran well over an hour of data, practically an hour and a half that it ran. And it went along. It was the main subject on that was the activities over there in Germany. Russia. Let me break here. Now then, we talked all about the Russian Olympics, and especially what is it? Polo. Is it polo? Yeah, polo. Yeah, and all that. So we got a blast of the Winter Olympics anyway. And so that was that. Of course, you know how the other net was last evening. And so there you go. Had a good time. And I've enjoyed Ham Fest. In the years I've been in ham radio, amateur radio, but I don't know. It seemed like to me I ought to be a professional after 60 years. Just be no amateur, but I am. But anyway, we had a great time. And I've had awful lot of fun at Ham Fest. Let me take another nickel's worth here. Alright. But anyway, now, the only thing that I think would be better, and it wouldn't take much doings to do it, is I thought of it yesterday, and I know I'm not the first one to ever think of it. Don't get me wrong on that. But it sure don't take much to install a little simplex node, and don't take nothing but rubber ducks for antennas, because you're not trying to reach out very far. But then people could walk around at the Ham Fest with their handhelds and could check into the net and keep us advised what's going on and all that sort of stuff. So we might think of that when another big Ham Fest comes up. See if we can't encourage somebody to, all they got to stick to a little radio, a walkie-talkie would do it, and as for a radio, and stick that in line with a laptop, and they could certainly stick in a node, and then we could all enjoy the Ham Fest. So that's going to be my suggestion. There you go. Have a great day, Miss Kathy, and I'm looking forward to seeing you one of these days. But of course, now you know that that when I see, I have to see in Braille. So that gives me a golden opportunity when I meet you. Back to you, KB4QY.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Jim. I sort of laughed when you said you were going to see me, and then you said you were going to see me in Braille. I want to thank you both, you and Rebecca, for coming and helping out, knowing that a lot of us would be not there in the background and at the Ham Fest. Actually, it was a first for me, using my Android to check in. The first time I tried to check, and I must have been doubling with a lot of people, so I reconnected and came back in, and I wasn't sure how I sounded, so I want that report, if you can let me know. The road noise was very hard for me, so I could barely hear Miss Rebecca and some of the others that checked in. I did connect to the SSIN as Slav was doing. I didn't check in, but I was listening. And I was listening to a conversation, I think it was Brian, RYB, I think, and he is connected this morning, talking about a medal he had, maybe from the Olympics. And remember, we're going to be doing the Olympic rag shoe, I believe it's next Sunday, so hopefully a lot of you will be there. But Jim, or Miss Rebecca, come back and let me know how I sounded as I was transmitting over my Android. That was the very first time I've ever done that over the air. I want to know how I sounded. So, a KV4, a QY, or a QX, come aboard.
For QY, a QX is down there with her hands in the cinnamon rolls. She's cooking cinnamon rolls this morning. So she says hello, and you had a great signal. You did have a little road noise back there. I could tell you was in motion. You sound like you were about 80 miles an hour. No, not that. It wasn't that bad. But I could tell you was in a mobile in motion. But as far as that goes, you were solidly into the system, and modulation was just as clear as a bell, and no trouble copying you at all. I could take traffic all day long with that kind of signal, so you had nothing to worry about there. Now, I don't know how you received signals were, but your transmit signal was solid all the way. Over.
Well, thank you, Jim, for letting me know that. It was the receiving was very low, but I think it was the road noise, and no, and don't go 80 miles an hour, actually probably 65 to 70, but you know, I think it was possibly the tires. I had some new tires on it, and that's, I was having problems hearing Rebecca and some of the others, but I didn't have any problems coming back hearing Slav and those connecting. So maybe it was just the morning. Maybe it was all that fog we were going through. Thank you for those who have connected. And that's an interesting comment, Jim. Most of those at Orlando, South Cars members, had handhelds, and everyone else. They had handhelds. They were keeping in touch with people that they either drove up with or members of their club, their organization. And that's how we got together, at least the five of us. Was by using the handheld. And so I'm not sure how it can be set up to actually transmit to one of those nets. So, but I'm sure someone can inform me of that. So thank you, each and every one of you who have connected at this point. Once again, we're talking about the Orlando Hamcation. If you did not go to that, we'd sure like you to come aboard and tell us how things are in your area. Up in the north, it's probably cold and stormy. But if you have attended the Orlando Hamfest and you haven't checked in to tell us how things went for you, for your day, we'd sure like you to come in. Anybody else that's out there that would like to recheck, that's fine as well. And Brian, I see you in the text box. Actually, it's the users list I saw your name on. But I did want to let you know about the rag chew we're going to have on the Olympics. And Slav, I hope that if you're still there, you may check in with us, but I'm not sure if you're still there. So with that, I'm going to throw it out there and see if we have any check-ins anywhere that would like to come aboard. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, our Sunday morning rag chew. How about some check-ins?
Lima, Charlie Bravo.
6, Victor.
And Quebec, Germany, November.
Okay.
Victor, Hotel.
Kilowatt 5, Norway, Ontario.
All right, I have quite a list. I have LCB, I have 6, Victor, I have JAK, QGN. Good morning, Slop. Our morning, your afternoon. Victor, Hotel. KAV as a recheck, and NO. Great group. Thank you so much. So if you've been at the Orlando Hamfest, we want to hear a report from you. If you haven't, that's fine. And Slav, I'd like a report from you on the Olympics as well. So Mr. George, KW4LCB, great seeing you yesterday. Hopefully you received those pictures I sent to you. And heard that you told us you were going to go to Tampa, so you must not have gone to Tampa yesterday. And hopefully the weather has improved for us, for you. It has improved for me down here. So with that, Mr. George, come aboard and share with everyone about what happened to you at the Hamfest yesterday.
Yes, ma'am, I will. I got sunshine coming here in this window this morning there. Been outside a time or two. Miss Suki decided to give me a lesson in nature, and she's been trying to do it now for 2 days, and I just didn't want to go through it. But this morning the sun was shining and the chill was also we paid attention to her, and she told us something. What can I say? Let me pause for the cause. KW4, Lima, Charlie, Bravo, George here in Orange City, Florida, and what can I say? Zip-dip-dip, doo-dah, zip-a-dee-yay. Well, Miss Kathy, it was sure great to see you and get that a good hug there and see that smile there and, it just kind of burned the clouds away. What can I say? I did want to make a comment about Jim's comment about reading Braille. Always learned, you want to, what was that old saying? They said, let your fingers do it quick in the yellow pages. So, I guess you got to go to the yellow pages and let your fingers thumb through them to find what information's all about there. You bet, Jim. What can I say? Kathy, I enjoyed the ham fest yesterday. I took a few pictures up and down that place. That whole lot in that back lot was covered up with mobile homes. Motorhomes, there. And tents and campers and everything. It was one party city back there. And them people didn't care. When the rain came on, they just partied on, I wasn't interested in anything particularly out there, so I just went there to see you guys. I heard Jack in there, morning time, Jack, it was good to see you, brother, it was, it's a healing process when you see people and get reacquainted with the people you care about and all. It was a good time, and I wasn't going to let no cloud or no rain deprive me from that. I had a discouraging moment there, but I about snatched that guy off that little scooter. I think he thought he was at the Indy 500. He'd have to prove to me he was disabled, because about according myself there, but I still wasn't going to let him cloud my day. I wanted sunshine. With that, KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo, we'll throw it back your way.
All right, thank you so much, George, for being there and your kind comments about the sunshine and my smile. I always say, a smile goes a long way. I try to tell my students that even when something is not going right, which didn't exactly go right for me yesterday, things do happen, just like what happened to you as you were walking into the ham fest. I would have liked to have been there, though, to see the look on your face, because I can only imagine. But if you have the pictures that you've taken, why don't you send them my direction? Because we're going to be putting together some pictures to get to Steve so he can put them on the website. I didn't exactly get pictures of all the motorhomes, but that was, I walked down a little bit, but that was in the rain, and I didn't see an awful lot. But if you have any of those pictures, just send them our direction. So, George, before I go on, did you have a chance to light up that gift I gave you and tell me, does it smell like the keys? Back to you, George.
No, ma'am. I sure hadn't. I'm waiting for the right time, and it hadn't presented itself there. What can I say, Kathy? I'm one of them... Something like that, I like to homestead it, I don't like to cop a smell and run. I like to stay a while, so I'm looking for that moment and that opportunity. KW4, really much. Charlie Bravo.
All right. Thanks for being here, George. Thanks for the nice visit yesterday. and just wasn't long enough. But we'll do it again real soon. And everyone, if the conversation about the keys, I actually found a candle, thought of George with that, and it was the scent of the keys, actually with pineapples and palm trees, and I thought it was a perfect gift for George. So I delivered that to him yesterday as an early birthday, Christmas, whatever present. So George, thanks for being the person that you are, joining us this morning and joining us yesterday for that long chat we had. So with that, I'm going to, and you didn't tell anyone, George, about the gift that Doug gave you, and if you did anything with that, but maybe you'll come back aboard and share that with us. The next on my list is Mr. Six Victor. Good morning, Gordon. How are things with you today? Did you enjoy the ham fest, and did you buy anything, and what did you think of the weather and the conversation, or anything else you want to report to us this morning? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, over to KY6V.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Good morning. Good morning to one and all. Gordon, KY6V here. Well, I think that all I can do is really ditto what's been said. I think the population, in my opinion, of the Ham Fest was lower this year than I've seen in previous years, and I would suspect it's probably because of the weather. As you walked around in the tailgate area with the rain coming and going, it seemed to me that I was more conscious of staying out of the puddles that I was about ready to walk into as to really taking a look at what was on the tailgate area to really take a look at. But all in all, it was good. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, long as you can meet your friends, meet new friends, that's really the story for a ham fest for me. And I like Jim's idea. You know, Jim, I think we, some of us have enough political pull with the administration of the ham fest. We might suggest to them that they set up a laptop and a handheld right in the administration area, and have it open for Echolink conversation and piped into South Cars. I think that could really work out, and no big deal in setting it up, obviously. Jack, I'm sorry we missed you, Tiger. We did look for you. We had the pleasure of seeing Gail and John, obviously, and found out you had just been there and then moseyed off. And then later when George and us got together, he said that he had seen you over at John and Gail's again. So we were ships passing in the night. Let me buy a nickel here. So I think that's really all I can publish. I didn't really buy anything. I wasn't really looking for anything. And everybody has already mentioned the only sunshine that was in Orlando yesterday was from your smile, m'lady. KY6V, back to net.
Well, thank you, Gordon, for that special comment about my smile. Towards the end of the day, I guess I wasn't smiling too much. But, you know, that was yesterday. Today's a new day. And, you know, like I said, a smile goes a long way. Cheers it myself, it cheers everyone else. And actually, some of the pictures, most of them, I was smiling, wasn't too thrilled with the way I looked, but we were sort of sitting and bundled, and some of those are nice pictures. And like, I'm not sure who said, maybe someday there'll be a picture on the website, and actually, there has been some on the website, just not setting me out there right in front of everyone. But, you know, this was the first Ham Fest I've gone to, and I've only gone to a couple. The other one was the one Jack was talking about where it was so cold. But, you know, I thought about the last Ham Fest I went to, that both of the net managers from HF and VOIP took a picture under that logo. And I thought about Rick. You know, this is maybe the first time he hasn't gone to a Ham Fest, and I don't believe he lives in Florida anymore. I thought about that. But thanks for being here. Hopefully you can come back aboard and share any other comments you have and some of the friends that you shook hands with and talked with. And, of course, it was myself trying to jump over those puddles as well. So with that, I'll break with you, Six Victor, and I'm going to pick up you, Jack, once again. Thanks for being here once again. Sorry we missed you. But I live close enough to you. I could see you probably any time. Jack, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I'll say hey to George there. I did enjoy seeing him. He did help to brighten the day there. And, you know, you guys, I guess since I'm younger than y'all, I didn't bother jumping over the puddles. I just walked right through them, the heck with it. You know, splish, splash. You know how the old song goes there. With that splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Oh, I'm sorry. That's probably before your time, Kathy. Yeah, that's a lot before your time. Okay. Anyway, oh, and I did want to say with your smartphone, as far as when you're on the receive and listening, if you cup your hand behind it, up on it behind it, it kind of makes that speaker like a megaphone, and it definitely does help, especially if you have it in a case. I've had to do that to mine a few times in the case it's in. And it definitely does help it make it easier to hear. That's about all I had to say. I just wanted to jump in there and make that little comment. And so I guess I was on the wrong part of the park if I missed seeing the sunshine. K4JAK, back to K6SUN.
Well, sunshine, I don't think I saw any of that in the sky. I'm not sure, but, you know, this comment all of you say about my suffix. So hopefully we'll be able to get together at some point, and when it's a lot nicer, because you and I live in an area that's a lot of times very sunny, not too gloomy. And the further you get south, the warmer it gets. But I'll try that with the smartphone. I actually had it up to my ear to listen. I wasn't hearing Miss Rebecca too loudly, and that's why I wondered if I was coming over okay. But in the afternoon, it was a little louder. So maybe it was the direction I was going. So who knows? But I'll try that the next time I do it. This was an experience I wanted to try. So, Jack, hopefully you'll still listen. Hopefully you'll have a fantastic day. And hopefully that finger of yours is healing as well. I'm going to pick up Mr. Slav, a QGM. This is a rarity, Slav, but I appreciate you being here this morning. And hopefully you can report on things in Russia in the Olympics. Last I heard, U.S. had one gold and one bronze, and that was the last evening. Norway was the top, and I'm not sure who else was in there. But why don't you give us a report on things that are going in Russia with the Olympics and, of course, with the family. Didn't hear Julia, didn't hear Serge yesterday, but I did hear you, and it sounded like a great net. So, Mr. Slav, QGN, come aboard.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. This is UA3QGN from Russia with a little report, little because, first of all, my congratulations about your HamFest and about the meetings of friends. It's very interesting, I think. It's fantastic when people talking many times by air or somehow, but using electronics, and then meet each other. It is very nice, I think. And that's why I decided to be a fly on the wall today, listening more than talking. But I can certainly tell the conference that we had some activities over here today. We were skiing, actually, and it was... Well, some pictures are in our FTP server, which is available from the address is available on my qrz.com webpage. And I would like to mention only one interesting thing, that the younger girl which take part in this skiing was just 2.5 years old, very young girl. Her name is Polina. And her picture is there, so you probably will can see how younger our Russian skiing girls are. Okay, and what I would like to say, just a minute.
Okay, I would like to say that I just trying, I will probably try to be more active in this part of the day, because it's just 8 p.m. over here. It's evening, not morning, but it's not very late. I can certainly join the next conferences during this time. So thank you very much, everybody, and hello, Jack, K4JK. I haven't seen you for ages, and hello, everybody else again from Russia. Have a nice time. I will keep on listening. It's very interesting to listen today. Probably even more interesting than talking to myself. All right, this is UA3QGN from Russia. Julia probably will visit us a little later, a bit later. Will tell us about some champions there. She's stuck at the TV set and watching every contest and screaming again and shouting there. And so probably he will be able to take. To find some time to get here. Okay, Mike to the net control. Cassie, Mike to you, UA3QGN from Russia, over.
Well, thanks, Slav, for being here this morning. And I forgot about that was your skiing event today. So I'm going to look forward to seeing some of those pictures. 2.5 years old. My goodness gracious, on skis. I'll have to look at that. But also next Sunday, Slav, a week from today is when we're going to talk about the Olympics there in Russia. So hopefully you'll have a report for us on what's been going on and what hasn't been going on. And also, if you have pictures of over there of the Olympics, if you're visiting it, make sure you put that on your website as well. Maybe we'd like to extract those and get them on our website. Thanks for being here, and hopefully Julie will come aboard and check in. But I'm glad that you had fun during your skiing event. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've just checked in, we are talking about the Orlando Hamcation, or anything else you want to talk about this morning. But those who attended, they're telling us about things they bought, friends they met. But if you weren't there, we sure want you to come aboard and check in. The next person I have is VH, the person that's doing a lot on our website. And Steve, I have pictures. I just need to go back over through them, and I'll probably send them on to Gordon so he can send them on to you. But what would you like to share this morning? And give me an idea when the Mardi Gras is starting there in Louisiana, because I definitely wish to do a net around that like I always do every year. So with that, KF5VH, Steve, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And a wave hello, good morning to everyone else on the net today. Slav, I have seen the pictures. They are very nice. Good work with the camera. We have 52 degrees in fog this morning here in Lafayette, Louisiana. And I did not make the Orlando Ham Fest. But I will take just a second and offer you all an invitation to come to the Ham Fest here in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's the weekend of the 15th of March. And we might have two things that you don't have at an Orlando Ham Fest, or even a Dayton Ham Fest. If you're able to get here by Friday, March 14th, at 6 p.m. you can join in the crawfish boil, and then at 7 p.m. a fado do, a party till you go to sleep, dancing and French music. Back to you, Kathy, KF5VH.
Well, Steve, thanks for the invite. March 15th and 14th, crawfish. You know, I've never had that. That would be an interesting, you know, I think you sent me pictures of that. You know, Scott, N5HUM, who lived up there in Louisiana, also sent me pictures of the tons and tons of crawfish that you guys have. And that would be interesting. And party till you drop. That's fun. But I'm not sure if I can make it, but thanks for the invite. And, you know, you will have to share that with us, pictures And those would be good for the website as well. So, with that, Steve, if you want to come back aboard before we close, sure hope that you do. But you have a wonderful day up there in Louisiana, and I want to thank you once again for all the work you're putting on the website and for the Valentine's reminder to all those gentlemen out there to not forget their wives and their girlfriends and their loved ones, because we don't want them to get in trouble. So with that, I'm going to pick up KAV once again. Joe, you wanted to come back in as a recheck, so please come back aboard.
Okay, Kathy, I think it was JAK. This is WD4KAV. I think it was K4JAK, Jack, that did the recheck, if he's still listening. But I'll just say 73 to everybody on South Cars, and I'll try to make a point to have my link up and running and hooked up to the net when you guys are on. I've enjoyed listening. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Joe, for listening and connecting your link. And Jack actually rechecked, and he said he was going to go out and mow the lawn. So he was leaving, and he may be listening. But continue listening. I'm not sure how much longer we'll go. Not sure how much longer anyone wants to check in. But I'm going to throw it out there and after I pick up my final check-in and see if we have anybody else who would like to come aboard. Merely to say hi if you weren't at the HamFest, or any other comments if you did go to the HamFest. And I do see the text box with you, Pete, and I do see it there with Ollie, I believe. So I'll try to pause long enough when I ask for check-ins so you two can come in. But remember, anyone out there, if you haven't checked in yet, we sure hope that you check in this morning to tell us things in your area. Maybe it's cold and snowy and not warm, you know, and you sent some of that nasty weather down to Orlando yesterday, but it wasn't snow, it was rain. So we hope that you'll check in, if merely just to say hi to us this morning. So my final check-in with this group is K5NO. Mark, thanks for being here this morning. I know you're in Florida, but I'm not sure if you went to the Ham Fest. Maybe you were away from your area. But what would you like to report this morning? And thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening to the Orlando ScarsNet. This is K5NO. The name is Mark, Mexico Alpha Radio Canada, the QTH Winter Springs, Florida, just north and east of Orlando. SCAR's number is E as in Echo, 1393. That's $13.93. Temperature 61 degrees under partly cloudy skies, 16.1 degrees Celsius. As I said, the last caller, KF5VH, Steve, is from Lafayette, Louisiana, and in the tests, Mardi Gras is March 4th, and I'm from New Orleans, hence the call K5 New Orleans. I miss Mardi Gras, but I'll be sending my best over there, too, as well. I went to Orlando for the Hamcation on Saturday afternoon. It's a little bit rainy over there as well. But from Saturday noon from 2 to 5, I, with my ex-wife, Harriet, and my ex-wife, took tickets on each gate of the Hamcation over there, as well as they took tickets over there too. But other than that, nothing much. Spent the day cruising as Harriet took tickets, and on Sunday, every Sunday, we have a Skype call with a guy in Netanya, Israel, with MetaTouch. I suffered a stroke about 2001, but MetaTouch is for my arm, my hand, and my leg, and for an hour we checked to see if he's working, and in fact, so are we. So let me back, Nick. And so far it's working over there, too. Other than that, I have nothing to say, so with that, I'm going to turn to you, Kathy. Thank you very much, and have a great day. K6SUN. This is K5NO.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for joining us this morning. And if I understood that correctly, you were talking about your wife taking tickets. And I think you said at the Ham Fest between 2 and some areas. So glad you had the time to be there. Glad you had the time to join us this morning. And I hope that you're enjoying. Even though the weather was nasty, we had a lot of good time with friends and families got together. And there was a time for pictures. The HF side of South Cars took pictures. And the location we usually take the pictures was different. They decided to choose a different location. So South Cars VOIP had no clue where they were taking the pictures. So we actually took some of our own. We had five people. We had Kevin. We had Doug. We had George and Gordon and myself. And so someone took those pictures. So we have those pictures as well. So thanks for being here this morning, and hopefully you'll stay connected and listen. But I'm going to throw it out there once again for some check-ins. I see Ollie from Malaysia would like to check in, and Pete, OVI, hopefully you can check in, and anyone else anywhere as a recheck, or maybe this is the first time you just connected. We're talking about the Orlando Hamcation, what went on there, the nasty weather we had, not quite as bad as further up north, but maybe you'd like to check. So let me first of all go and recheck Mr. George, and then I'm going to throw it out there and ask for some other check-ins. George, come back as a recheck.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kathy. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo, want to get in there and say a thank you to Doug there. And, you know, it's good to see old John Rad used to live here in Central Florida, and he moved up to Alabama, and he manufactures lifts for towers, antenna towers, and he's doing good there, and it was good to see him there. And you know, like I said, it was just so good, Kathy. You know, I got out there in the middle of that crossroads, so to speak, there, and as laid back as I am, you know, I took a moment or two just to look down each direction there, and people was moving around, and like I said, he was there, old cloudy, dismal day, but nevertheless, we all had a good time there, and I really so much enjoyed it there. But didn't want to neglect anyone there, and just I thought I'd bring that out. And by the way, I'll give you a little tidbit on the so-called nature lesson this morning. Suki's been bugging me now for 2 days about taking them pups outside, and I wouldn't let her, you know, in the weather. So this morning I finally did. What she did, she kicked Miha out of her house, and she took over. With that, KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Thanks for sharing that, George, and those pictures of the pups. And I remember when I saw you, well, that was around Christmas time. You weren't sure whether, I think it was Deuce and Suki got together. You weren't sure if she was going to be a mother or not. So that was a short time. I'm not sure what it takes for the litter. But Mia must be the German Shepherd, the second German Shepherd, if I recall. Deuce is the daddy, and Mia, I think, was part of that offspring. And then now you're sharing your home with Suki. But that's great. So we appreciate you coming back aboard, sharing that with us, and hopefully you'll have a fantastic rest of the day and time to rest and relax before you begin your week. So with that, I am going to call on two people. And then I'll ask for some check-ins. I'm going to call on Paul first, WQ1I, because he may have some things he's going to do. And then I'm going to call on you, Ollie, and see if you'd like to come aboard and just check in this morning. It is your morning, but a day ahead of us, Monday morning. So with that, Paul, WQ1I, come aboard. I know you weren't at the Ham Fest, and I'm not sure if you heard what was going on, but it was a nasty, nasty day there. A lot of rain, but good company, good conversations, and good in meeting up with people. And too bad you couldn't have joined us. So with that, WQ1I from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, please come aboard.
Well, good morning, Kathy, and good morning, everyone on that. WQ1I here, currently in New Milford, Connecticut, and it's partly sunny. And we've got 20 degrees, only going up to 28, Kathy, so I guess Orlando would have been better than this, but it sure would have been disappointing to have bought a ticket and flown all the way down there just to be out in cold, rainy, nasty weather, despite the company, I'm sure, was nice, but it seems you guys have a real mixed bag with that Hamfest always seems to be some kind of issue. It's either cold or rainy, or I don't remember the last time of being really nice there. But so I'm sorry to hear that you didn't have the weather, but at least you enjoyed yourself while you were there. That's good to know. Other than that, there's not a whole heck of a lot going on here. I just did want to get in this morning and check in, and I didn't even have a chance to look on the list and see who all's connected here, but just hope everybody has a great day. Probably going to spend a fair amount of time watching the Olympics today. Some good day for just kind of hang out and doing that, because it's cold outside, that's all I can say. Yeah, George would never go out in this weather, that's for sure. Anyway, Kathy, nice talking to you, and hope everyone has a wonderful day. WQ1I back tonight.
Well, thank you, Paul, so much for taking the time to check in this morning from New Milford. I was wondering when you were heading back up in that direction. Sorry for your cold temperatures, but it is actually winter. It's winter for us in Florida. And actually, it was supposed to be, early reports, it was going to be 80 and sunny, and it just gradually kept changing. And very foggy on the drive up, fog lifted, but it was cloudy the entire time, and then the rains picked up, and very heavy at times, and you just didn't want to be walking around outside in that. But they had a lot of places you could just go and sit and talk and to be undercover, so it was a nice time. But I do agree, if you'd made the flight down here to go to it and couldn't actually get outside and enjoy it, you wouldn't have enjoyed that. So thank you for being here. Say hello to Jessica. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the Olympics. And actually next Sunday, that's going to be our net, is about the Olympics. And if you have a chance, go in and look at Slav's website. It's on his QRZ, I believe. He's got quite some pictures in there. I'm not sure if you heard or you connected, but he had a skiing event today, and there was a young girl, 2.5 years old on skis, and I think he put the picture there. So enjoy those if you have the time. So with that, I'm going to pick a break with you, and I'm going to pick up Ollie, 9W2, India Golf Quebec, Malaysia, Monday morning. Come aboard, Ollie, and tell us what's going on in your area, possibly your weather. And I know you didn't attend our Ham Fest, but we appreciate you coming here this morning and joining us. And I know you're not a member of South Cars, but I do see an email there, so I'll definitely send you some information. So, Ollie, come aboard.
Joanne, very good morning to you, or good afternoon, or good evening, and to everyone else on the net. Thank you for letting me in. This is 9WQ IGQ. The name is Ali, and I'm all the way from West Malaysia. for how many thousand kilometers, how many thousand miles myself with you, Kelly, but always a pleasure to be able to talk with you, to do my check-in here. And nothing much to report from me, just, you know, maybe I can share with you my weather report. It is very hot here, warm. Temperature is in the range of 30 to 40 degrees. No rain for today, but all in all, it's a good day today. We are now in the Monday early morning, so don't want to hold the frequency. We're going to pass it back to you, Kathy. So thank you so much for letting me in, and I hope to catch you back again for many more check-in in the coming days. You take good care, Kelly. K6SUN 9W2IDQ. Thank you so much, and you guys have a great day.
Well, it's nice talking to you, Ollie, and I do see you have an email, so I'm going to actually send you an invite for South Cars, and later today with some of the nets coming up. And this net usually runs at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and which is your Monday morning. So if you can come aboard, we're going to talk about the Olympics next week, so maybe you can come aboard. But it's nice chatting with you. Great English and great voice. And thanks for allowing me to call on you this morning. So with that, it looks like Mr. OVI, you'd like to come aboard and check in this morning. Heard you on, I think, some of the nets, so I assume you didn't go to the Orlando Ham Fest. So, Mr. Pete, KD4OVI, how about coming aboard and checking in with us this morning?
Hi, good morning, Kathy. Good morning, all. I'm KD4OVI, Virginia here in sunny sunshine state of Florida, which I can attest to. Finally, we're getting out of the rainy cloud that was here almost a week, constantly harassing us of our sunshine. So happy to report to you all the sunshine out there, 60 degrees. Hopefully it'll go to 80, but that's wishful thinking. Anyway, Kathy, give me a report on the Ham Fest. I heard some bits and pieces of it. I heard that Gordon had a precarious problem with his car, and it set him back financially a little bit. But my gosh, going down there and then having that big fiasco with the car—that really takes the wind out of the expedition down there. But I'm sorry I couldn't have made it. It's just bad planning on my part. I could have gotten down there. But I just didn't have it in my plans to go. I don't know why. Maybe next year, if everything goes well, which I hope to God it will, I could probably attend that one. But earmark next year definitely on my calendar to keep track of when it's going to happen. And put a couple of coins aside so I can buy at least a spool of wire or something. So I can make another antenna. But anyway, it's nice hearing you all. Hope you all had a good time at the Ham Fest down there. Sorry I missed you all, but I got a plan next year for sure. The time was right this year, but I just couldn't get my sort of plan right. I don't know where my planning is going to. Probably hand in the head basket. But anyway, give me a report on the activity, Kathy. I would appreciate it. And you all have a good time. Relax. Be comfortable. Take a Kool-Aid and enjoy yourself. I'm KD4 Oscar Victor, bidding you the best of goodbyes and chillaloo.
All right. Sorry you couldn't be at the Ham Fest, Pete. And actually, this net hopefully will be posted on our website because it's been a great net. A lot of good conversation. I think it went well. We were able to get together, at least five of us, with the VOIP some of the others, you know, as far as taking pictures, I guess HF and VOIP were confused where it was supposed to take place, so that didn't happen, so the pictures are separate. But overall, it was very rainy. It was not as cold as it was 3 years ago, but it was very rainy. You were able to get under cover. You know, they had a cover between some buildings so you could actually walk. You couldn't see much on the tailgate and, you know, the swap meet type around because it was raining quite a bit. A lot of the outdoor activities, they had to have them covered. But overall, it was a good session. It was a nice time to, see, like I said, see some members and sit down and chat. And it wasn't that far up for most of us to make the trip. So hopefully next year you will be able to join us. Before I call back on you, Pete, looks like you have another question. Slav, UA3QGN, Mr. Steve, a person who is working on our website quite a bit, says to check our website. I have a feeling he put some pictures there. So when you have the opportunity, make sure you get into our website. And I will definitely do that later as well. So, Mr. Pete, KD4OVI, you say you have another question. Please come back aboard.
Yeah, one more question. How is the possibility, are there other clubs that have a booth or a table or something like that at the fest there? This is a point of interest for y'all. Maybe y'all plan on going with like a repeater club or something like that. Have a little advertisement there so that people know that we exist or something like that. I don't know. It's more like a marketing scheme. How would that be in your future for the club? Thank you for answering. Over.
Well, Pete, I think there were a lot of different clubs there, and that's entirely up to the clubs. We're not really a club. We're South Cars, I guess. It used to be that they had a Rick. ND4Z usually had a motorhome, and he'd have not so much a table, but he would have his motorhome with information. But, you know, that's entirely something the board, I guess, would have to discuss. And I don't know if KY6D is still up there and would like to make a comment to you. But, you know, that would be a table that would have to be manned for those 1 day or 3 days. And, you know, I guess we've never even thought about that. So we'll see if anyone can make a comment. And I guess the best person would be Gordon, if he's available, to see what he can give you any information on. And I do see you, Roger, there. And Jack, I see you're back there in LCB. And Roger, I'll call on you after Gordon's come back aboard. Maybe he has some final check-ins. But with that, KY6D, are you there? Did you hear Pete's question? And what are your thoughts on that? KY6D from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Well, okay. Thank you, Kathy. Good morning to you, Pete. KY6V here. I think that you will find that formally and informally, this happens every year at the Hamfest. We, as a rule, have a table right next to Rick's motorhome, and to be frank with you, I don't know if Rick still has his motorhome. He may have sold it. We have a big banner up, South Cars logo banner. We have handouts that we give to people that come by. A lot of people or a lot of groups will make arrangements to meet at some central location at the fairgrounds and take pictures and so on and so forth. Some will have tables inside of one of the buildings. So I think this is something that's been going on since almost day one. And, you know, the more of this, the merrier, and that's about all I can say on that, Kathy. So back to you, K6SUN from KY6V.
All right. Thank you, Gordon. And I hope, Pete, that answered your question. I didn't see his motorhome, and I definitely didn't see him, and I'm sure he was not there. So very possibly the motorhome was there. So as you see, Pete, we're probably well covered. So with that, I'm going to see if I can pick up Mr. Roger, and that is a person that was very, very helpful to us yesterday, W4RFJ. I want to thank you on behalf of South Cars, Roger, for taking your time yesterday to be there in the background and to watch out for our nets. So are you there, and can you come aboard?
Yes, I am here. This is W4RFJ, Ridley Park, Pennsylvania. And, I guess if I had done anything different yesterday, I would have requested some kind of feedback as to when everybody got home. I was basically monitoring the system until about 6 o'clock yesterday evening when, unbeknownst to myself, I fell asleep in my armchair. So I hope I didn't leave the system hanging too long there. Very glad to talk to Doug. His call just left my head. But anyway, you guys know who Doug is down at Fort Myers. Let me buy a nickel here. I apologize for not being here at the beginning of the net, but the Admiral and I had prior obligations. We just got back from church and wanted to jump in and say hello to everybody and see what kind of goodies everybody got at the Ham Fest. So, Kathy, we're here, and thank you very much for the thank you, but being a member of South Cars, I already thanked myself yesterday. So back to you, W4RFJ.
Well, thank you once again, Roger, for doing what you did yesterday, and actually, I sent you wasn't home at the time. I had problems on the road, so I didn't get home until dark. But I did pick up your email on my Android and sent you a reply back what had happened to Gordon. And I actually had a different episode. I didn't get home. I think it was 7:30. I'm not sure. I think he got home about 8. So that was, I just wanted to let you know that I didn't know if anyone around to do what you were doing. Nice that you fell asleep, though. So that must have meant nothing really bad was happening on there. But I do want to thank you for taking that time yesterday and helping out South Carolina as well. A lot of us in Florida headed to the Ham Fest. And maybe soon, if the job situation works in your favor, you'll actually be able to go to that, because I sure would like to meet you. But hopefully, we did take some pictures, the VOIP little group we have. And Doug is KA0GYF, who incidentally is out riding a bike right now. But we were able to get together, at least five of us, Gordon, myself, Kevin, JPR from the Keys, George, and Doug. And so we have pictures of the five of us, and we'll probably post those on the website, as well as pictures around the Ham Fest. But I do want to thank you for being there and helping us out yesterday. It was very appreciative. But we had circumstances, at least with a few of us, that we weren't here right at the beginning. So with that, I'm going to make a final call out there to anyone anywhere that would like to check in before I close down the net. I want to thank my backup, Mike, WA1NXI, who I haven't heard from this morning. I wanted to hear how weather was up in his area and about that little puppy. So hopefully he'll come aboard and check in before we close. But before I do close, here's a final check-in. Anyone, anywhere, want to come aboard our Sunday morning ride to?
November X-ray, India. I've been right here the whole net, listening, Kathy, and it's a great net. But as you know, I cannot attend the Ham Fest. Anyway, I'm here and waiting to get checked in.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. And I actually... You know, I got up a little early this morning, and I saw you were connected way, way early, so I knew you were there. And I knew you weren't attending the Ham Fest, but didn't know maybe your dad did, but anyone anywhere could check in just to say hi to us this morning. So I'd like to have a status on I think I connected during one of the nets and I heard you talking. I think it was the AM, and you came in quite a bit because I knew Rebecca was struggling a little bit to get check-ins. I heard you saying something about the puppy, and I thought you said something about Valentine's Day. So what's the status on that puppy coming home with you, and have you made some visits? And I'm not sure if you know, but George is, I'm not sure what kind of dog Suki is. It's like, I think it's a wolf. Just had a litter of three puppies, half German Shepherd and half wolf. So we've seen pictures of that. So with that, I'm going to throw it back your direction, Mike, so you can check in and give us a status report.
All right. Well, Kathy, that's right. I'm going to try to bring home Gemma on Valentine's. I asked the lady that's the breeder, and she said it's a possibility. She's having her first shots and vet check tomorrow, Monday, and then give her a call tomorrow night and see how things went. If everything's good, then I'll probably bring her home for Valentine's Day. So she'll be born on Christmas Eve and come home on Valentine's Day. And I knew about George's puppies. If I lived closer, George offered me one of those when Jazz passed, but kind of far to go to get a puppy, that's for sure. And Gemma is a German Shepherd. I changed breeds this time from Rottweiler to German Shepherd. And, well, having mixed feelings about it now, I guess. I've had Rottweilers for so long, but I'm sure she'll be a good dog, and I've been to see her several times. She changes a little bit every time. Can't wait to get her home, meet the cats and stuff. Other than that, Kathy, not a whole lot going on here. It's a nice sunshiny day, about 18 degrees. It was last time I checked, it was 18. It was probably middle of the night or so, it was 18. But it's a nice sunshiny day, and I might get out there and break a little bit of the ice off the porch. When the sun's out shining on the black shingles, it melts some of the snow up there, but as soon as it gets on the porch, it's ice, so I have to keep it chopped off so the door will open. But other than that, Kathy, I can't think of a lot to say. Great night. I enjoyed we'll talk about the Ham Fest. And maybe I'll make a Ham Fest this year. Like Gordon brought up, best part of a Ham Fest is meeting all the people that you talk to and stuff like that, meeting old friends and stuff. It's more about that than buying up everything you say as much as I'd like to. But anyway, back to you, Kathy. Great net, and hope you have a great day. From WA1NXI in the great state of Maine.
Well, thanks, Mike, for the update. I think you said Gemma. That's a very pretty name. So actually, George's puppies, they look like German Shepherds because the father is German Shepherd, and he's had German Shepherds as long as I've known them. So they're a good animal. You know, each animal or each dog has something that's, maybe a problem in their bones or other things. So whatever animal you give, you never know. You just love them and have them spend as long as they can with you. So hopefully you can get that puppy on Valentine's Day, and hopefully she'll get along with the kitty cats, I guess, as well. So, but it'll be a good time, I'm sure, for you and her to get acquainted. But thanks for being here. Thanks for being my backup. And I sent you an email not too long ago about thoughts that you had for, you know, doing any of the programming nets or filling in the morning. So maybe check that out and just give me a input. On next Saturday, it will be talking, I think, about President's Day. On the 17th is actually a holiday for school for me. And on the 16th, we're going to talk about the Winter Olympics in Russia. And then we have a couple other nets, you know, just about February events. So maybe you can help out during those. Just give me an update on that by email. But thank you for being here. With that, I'm going to make a final call out for anyone anywhere to check in to the net this morning. This is the Sunday Morning Ragged Jew. We've been talking about the Orlando Ham Fest. But if you'd like to check in, this is my final call before I close this morning. Anyone anywhere, please come aboard. All right, hearing nothing, I want to thank everyone for being here this morning. It's been a great session, and hopefully it'll be posted on the website so you can hear what people bought at the HamFest and activities that went on. But I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I've seen a lot of people connected, and I've appreciated their attendance here this morning because I really thought this would be a slow net. But this has been Southcars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. The VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website, and that's www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this section has been myself. Kathy is my name. Kilo 6 Sierra United November is my call sign. Saying 73, closing this VOIP session. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. Everyone have a fantastic day. One reminder, please join us for the TIN on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to talk about building a website, so please join us for that as well as the NETS next weekend. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November saying bye-bye for now.